Texas Podcast Massacre contains spoilers and adult language. For more horror, visit us at our website at texaspodcastmassacre.com.
Welcome to another episode of Texas Podcast Massacre, coming to you from Houston, Texas. I'm your host, Mitch, and with me, as always, is my fellow commando, Nate.
Get to the chopper!
Nathan, you son of a bitch.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so
excited. It's happening. For
this movie. Welcome to another episode of Texas Podcast Massacre, where each week we take a look at a horror film and debate a horror-related topic with our unsuspecting victim, who is usually not someone we would consider a horror fan. You know, this week, Nate, it's just you and me in the jungle, mano a mano, yeah. Squaring off against one of my favorite creatures.
In the jungle.
Oh, God. Squaring off against one of my favorite movie monsters, the Predator. And this week's movie of the week, Predator. We are kicking off, look, we're starting off Summer Stab, our wrestling-themed month, and I mean, this movie is just a veritable who's who of some wrestlers, top quality action stars. It's got something for everyone.
Top quality action writers?
Ooh.
Who are actors? Top quality special effects. I will retract that immediately. There's a lot of good stuff in this one.
Yeah. You know, did it age well? But they haven't either, but none of the sequels have improved it. So is this our third foray into the Predator franchise?
Only the second.
Because we didn't talk about the Adrian Brody one, right? Or did we?
We did not. Topher Grace. Okay. I would say the Topher Grace one first.
Okay. So we've only, and then we've done an AVP.
Correct.
So there's that.
The second AVP, of course.
This franchise,
we're doing the first movie in a franchise. I don't know how that slipped through. What happened?
Yeah.
What happened
then? I mean, yeah, we probably should have kept up with our tradition of hitting up Predator 2 first, but we hit up with Predators, and look, we got Prey coming soon.
I am irrationally excited.
Oh, it is not going to be good.
I think it's going to be incredible.
No. I'm excited too. I'm just saying this movie's going direct to Hulu.
There's some good direct to Hulu movies.
Thank
you very much.
Yeah, from the director of 10 Cloverfield Lane. So
that's not bad.
We're gonna see. I've
don't worry about it.
You refuse to hear any slander on this.
I refuse. There's been some good Hulu movies.
I mean,
I'm a Hulu defender. Is that? I don't know how sad that is, but I like Hulu quite a bit. I mean, look at earlier this year, a movie that came out to Hulu, Fresh. That was a good movie, right? Fresh was
fair,
good.
Fair.
That was
fair.
Direct to Hulu. I didn't have to look very far down the list to even find one. Palm Springs is really good. 2 years ago.
Okay. Well, I mean, look.
There's a couple.
All right. I stand corrected. Well, look, the director of Prey.
and the rest.
Right. Well, the director of Prey has his own podcast as well. So if Dan wants to, we want a podcast, join up for that review episode. You let us know. I'm irrationally hopeful for Prey. Everything.
Irrationally. I think it's going to be incredible.
We'll see. I mean, all the evidence for point to not, but we'll see.
And they're also doing Hellraiser later this year. So, like, if this one's good, ooh, the Hellraiser all of a sudden becomes interesting as well.
Is that the one with the gender bend on Leatherface? Or not Leatherface, Pinhead?
I don't know. I haven't seen anything before. I don't watch trailers anymore because they give away everything. So.
Well, I don't think this is from a trailer. I think it was just casting news. I think they casted it's a female Pinhead.
Oh, that'll care.
Wait, because people were all like, there are people that are like pissed about it, even though like I think in the novel Pinhead's supposed to be androgynous.
Yeah, can the character say the word pain a lot? Okay, that's all you really need to do for Pinhead. I'm not too worried about that one. Can you put pins in your literal face and say the word pain a lot? Do you look good in black? I mean, I don't know. I'm not too worried about that one.
Yeah. So. This is neither here nor there with what we're actually here to talk about, but I just because we're talking about it. Back in middle school, I guess, is when I started, like, instead of going, when I stopped going trick-or-treating and instead would have like a sleepover at like a friend's house and we just go and rent a bunch of horror movies at Blockbuster and do that for Halloween. I was staying at a friend's house and I guess his brother-in-law was and sister were getting ready for a Halloween party. And I mean, here, you know, they're like, oh, we're going to get our costume on. This dude showed up. I've been working all day, showed up, walked out of like the bathroom. I hadn't seen him. I mean, I hadn't seen him since I got there that day to spend the night. He comes out of the bathroom, full Pinhead, full like latex mask, pins on there. I thought he was such a badass. That was incredible. That is like the gold standard of Halloween costume. I was so impressed that he just had just put, I mean, a lot of time making the latex mask, putting all the pins in it, getting, I mean, I don't know how long. What do you think is the hardest part of Pinhead costume? Is it just getting into the leather outfit or is the
leather pins? Looks off. Leather looks bad.
Yeah.
I've never really worn leather like ever. Cause it just seems like a total hassle.
Yeah.
So that with face paint plus other, I mean, yeah, it sounds bad. That sounds bad. Well, I mean, I love the commitment, though. Don't get me wrong. For me, it'd be bad. For them, fantastic.
I feel like it's just a lot of chafing. I mean, that's a lot of
like when you did the face paint for the smiley clown dude from American Horror Story. That was a lot of face paint.
Oh yeah. I like
that. Was a lot of face.
Yeah, I was getting pretty good at doing the big long grin, like the extra long grins and stuff. Makeup.
So. Yeah, they were there.
That's my go-to for a while. All right. Well, look. Well, clearly we're excited for Hellraiser. We're really excited about Prey. And I'm very excited to talk about Predator to kick off Summer Stab. But
this is a Summer Stab.
I have the goddamn drop. Why am I trying to do that with my mouth like an idiot?
I like it better.
There.
Yeah, but that's what she said drop too.
Oh God, I don't have that loaded. Oh no, we had to reload our drop board and anyway, but before we get into what we're excited to talk about, which is Predator, let's get into a little debate question.
Bid our father, the Sea King, rise from the depths full foul in his fury. Black waves teeming with salt foam to smother this young mouth with pungent slime.
I need a little old school. I'm so used to it. It's like a comfort drop. Is the lighthouse one? I like the new
slime.
Yeah, there's slime. There's mud. There's all sorts of shit in this one.
Mine has the isolated vocal track from the film. It's not even like I took the music out. Anyway, ridiculous. Go ahead. What's the debate question?
All right, look. When we talk about horror movie icons, Predator, I feel like does not get enough credit and enough status, I think, amongst the other icons. All right. Like, we don't talk about the Predator in the same vein that we even talk about the Xenomorph, that we talk about Michael Myers or Freddy. But I mean, this is like a true hunter. This is a guy that has just a stupid amount of gadgets, a stupid amount of in his arsenal. I'll put up my fanboy flag. I mean, growing up, this is like the coolest thing. I mean, I love Predator way more than I love Xenomorph, a lot of them. All we've ever really seen is the Predator fighting Arnold Schwarzenegger, then Danny Glover. Some Danny reason Adrian Brody, and then
Adrian Brody with an assist from Topher Grace somehow.
Yeah,
what a combo that is.
Yeah, And then, of course, I mean, Alien versus Predator, right? So, you know, sort of like the lazy boy version of StarCraft. Here's my question. That's a decent pairing, and we've had other verses, but who would you actually see as being really good, like a really good showdown from another horror icon? If you were going to pitch the next, like, Predator's going to hunt something, like, this, okay, look, Predator is like just picking off, like, I think in the whole franchise, they always talk about the Predators are like just using us as like training, 'cause we're pretty much easy to kill.
Yeah.
Right. Like, this is where like Predators go to like earn their stripes, is to kill us or to kill us, like, yeah, stuff like that. What if we had one that's like, I'm going to hunt all like the worst, like the biggest bads of the horror movie, you know, just universe. Who is your, like, what would be like the prime marquee fight? Obviously not Alien, just.
Yeah.
What other one would you go with? I'm curious who you'd want to see. What do you think would be make the best fight? You're Don King this for me. Who is the Predator fighting at Madison Square Garden?
So I think what the Predator would have a problem with, because the Predator is like a super rational hunter person, they'd have a problem with like a horror villain that can do things with powers or supernatural abilities. I feel like the Predator wouldn't be prepared for that at all. Right. Okay. And I mean, who has some of the best supernatural abilities? Dodge ability, can teleport, can make things happen. The Leprechaun. You can't kill what you can't see. The Leprechaun.
Nate, every week I come on the show, and
I don't know how you didn't see that coming.
I truly didn't. And maybe, you know, that's a good point, Nate. Maybe it's not you I'm disappointed in. Maybe it's me that I didn't see that coming. Of course you would pick the Leprechaun.
To be honest, though, the Leprechaun, well, with Warwick Davis' weird run / walk, that's not good in terms of pursuiting, but he can like teleport. He's got special abilities, magic. I think what happens is, in my movie, what happens is the on Earth Predator goes in. So Predator's got a whole, you know, I hope there's more Predator movies after this one. I hope this one is like does well for Hulu and you can go back in time, because, I would like a Predator movie taking place during the Irish potato famine.
Jesus Christ.
And it was really the Predators,
okay,
who messed up the crops, mm-hmm, to have like a killing. And there's multiple Predators, right? They take their trophies back with them, but one of the people has a piece of gold from Leprechaun on them. And then that's their trophy. And the Leprechaun is basically a Leprechaun in space, but good versus Predators. Just saying. Jennifer Aniston comes back. What is Jennifer Aniston's Irish accent like? Because that, I would love to see that. That would be great. I'm not going to lie. That would be awesome. Another one that I would like, so I'm going to do two, because that was kind of a throwaway. Sure. Another one I would like is in this movie at the end, obviously a very rudimentary kind of trap setup done by Arnold Schwarzenegger after they figure out what's happening. And in a turn, which I love, like the first third movie is like, hey, it's like Commando Part 2, blah, blah, whatever, Rambo 5. And then it just shifts. You're like, oh no, right? Mm-hmm. What if someone knew they were coming? Someone like a Jigsaw, perhaps. That's right. Jigsaw versus the Predator.
Okay, you can't just take a second one and then steal mine.
Oh, that was yours? No, I'm so sorry. The Leprechaun was a throwaway one. It was a throwaway.
Fine.
What is your Jigsaw movie look like?
Well, okay, so I don't know what my Jigsaw movies like, but what I was really fascinated with and where I went with Jigsaw was, you obviously have hunter, like you have a hunter, a predator trying to go through all these traps. And really, it's more of a cat and mouse dynamic between Jigsaw and Predator trying to basically get through his labyrinth and all these other people that are like tied up or trapped in, you know? That was sort more my thought was, oh, wouldn't it be kind of sick to like have the Predator be sort of having to maneuver through all these sort of traps that are basically laid in, cause he's trying to find him. But, again, cause to your point, he's an alien. He can't teleport. He can camouflage, but it would be interesting to see him having to use like all of his stuff to basically get him all the way to Jigsaw. Although the only problem with Jigsaw is just once you get there, I mean, Jigsaw's not going to get you. Right? Like if you get, once you get right in there with Jigsaw, you've won.
It's like, can you cut something out of someone? And then the Predator's already done it. Next room. You know? Yeah.
Like I think the Predator like sawed off his own arm in one of the films. He's fine.
Go into this bunch of needles, and the guy just like incinerates all the needles and just, like, grabs the thing and goes. Yeah, that actually could be hilarious. Yeah. Like looks like Jigsaw's the upper hand, and then Predator just like rolls through everything. They think Predator's gonna get her, and then all of a sudden like Jigsaw can turn. That would be a good one. I wouldn't mind that. Jigsaw doesn't have any crossovers with anybody. It's pretty ripe because it's just like trappy kind of things. You know, maybe at one point, like the horror villain person, like is it maybe the Predator's in with other people and has to like work with them. That'd be an interesting wrinkle too to get at. That would actually be cool too. It could be like a Saw 2, like more of a cooperative kind of deal.
Yeah,
that could be interesting.
Yeah, I'm in on
that one.
Okay, what about, could you imagine any of like the top five, like the Freddy's, Jason's, Michael's? I mean, a lot of them outside of Freddy, I mean, most of them are like, particularly the slashers, they're all the stalking kind versus, like, they all hunt, but in a different sort of way than like the Predator. The Predator hunts like an actual hunter, whereas everyone else is more the stalker type, just slowly just going in a straight line, not really. You know, there's some toughness thing, but I think like, I don't know. Would you maybe want to see Blade versus Predator in a hunter versus hunter?
That's a good one, actually. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I like that.
I mean, and they're very, fairly similar, right? Both are a little bit more than, they're clearly more than human. Both have ridiculous arsenals.
All human, then human. Sorry.
I mean, and think like the, you know, Blade. Okay, so Predator has the arm bomb. Blade has the ultraviolet light bomb, which probably doesn't really like hurt Predator as much as it blinds him. Right? Like he
can Predator kill Whistler, and then he skins him. He's mostly skinned, and then Blade finds him and puts a tissue on him. Is that part of this movie? Because if so, I think we got it.
I think we're done. I think we're done here.
He finds his skin and he's so dead. And he like puts a little down. Yes. That's it. We found it.
Some motherfucker's always trying to camouflage uphill. I mean, you know, I get.
Oh man, that's good. I like that. That actually, that actually is a legitimate move because Blade is getting rebooted too.
Oh, right? I forgot about that. You're right.
And so that is interesting. You know, I mean, another, obviously both the Hulu movies, it would be an interesting Hellraiser Predator, but that doesn't really work because Hellraiser just kind of like goes in the dimension or whatever. And it's like,
right. Yeah. And to your point, I mean, I think Supernatural is at marked disadvantage. I mean, yeah. You'd have to go, and that's Blade. Man, Blade might be it. I feel really good about that answer. I thank you for stealing Jigsaw, and making me have to think.
You're welcome.
It a little bit. Blade worked out well. All right. Well, look, we want to hear what do you think? So Lisa is unfortunately not with us this week just because she's out sick. I did ask her to try to get like a sense of who she would pick. And she, I don't think she understood the assignment. She gave me John Cena, which I think she was trying to give me give me a wrestler because of SummerStab. Real quick, let's just run this out. Is John Cena
like the Arnold Schwarzenegger of now? Right?
John Cena's almost, I don't know. I was going to say John Cena's almost a little movies. Too goofy. But then again, yeah. I mean, you have Arnold Schwarzenegger just popping out pun after pun in this one. So maybe that's fine. Maybe that's fine. Because
John Cena right now is 45 years old, right? Arnold Schwarzenegger, when he was in this movie, he was born in 1947, so he was already 40. So that's not too far off. Definitely possible.
Okay. Well,
there you go.
See? Okay, so see? I want you to hold this thought.
And John Cena apparently isn't wrestling at SummerSlam this year for some reason, according to the internet I'm looking at. So is he recording a Predator movie? Couldn't get off.
We don't know. He might be. We'll see. Look, hold on to that thought, Nate, because I do have a follow up question to this, but I want to ask it after we start talking into the meat of this movie, because it'll make a little more sense. But let us know who you think the Predators should fight. What would make the best fight, really? Give us a call at 346-246-3143. You can email us at TexasPodcastMassacre@gmail.com, TXPodMassacre on Twitter, and TexasPodcastMassacre everywhere else. I'm trying to think.
Yeah, we should have copyrighted this Blade thing before we start talking. I think this is a mistake.
Yeah.
I think we put it out into the world too soon. That's an actual movie.
Yeah.
Downside.
If we're the first ones you've heard it from, does that count as, does that handle the copyright for it? Well, if you're a lawyer and you know about the stuff, give us a call. Let us know. We need to
know. Yeah, let us know. Let us know how copyright works.
We'll give you a cut of this sweet Blade Predator franchise we've got brewing. all right. Well, look, without further ado, let's get into this week's movie of the week, Predator.
We are a rescue team, not assassins. Now, what do we gotta do?
In a part of the world where there are no rules.
We pick up their trail at the chopper, run them down, grab those hostages before anybody knows we were there.
What do you mean we?
Deep in the jungle, where nothing that lives is safe.
You lose it here. You're in a world of hurt.
Showtime, kid.
Knock, knock.
An elite rescue squad.
You're bleeding, man.
I ain't got time to bleed.
Is being led by the ultimate warrior.
We need the best. That's why you're here.
But now...
What's got Billy so spooked?
There's something out there waiting for us. And it ain't no man.
They're up against the ultimate enemy.
Holy Mother of God.
Nothing like it has ever been on Earth before.
She says the jungle just came alive and took him.
We cannot see it.
No blood, no bodies. We hit nothing.
But it sees the heat of our bodies and the heat of our fear.
Whatever it is out there, it killed Hopper. And now it wants us.
It kills for pleasure.
He was skinned alive.
It hunts for sport.
He's killing us one at a time.
We're all gonna die.
But this time, it's picked the wrong man to hunt.
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
Century Fox presents Arnold Schwarzenegger. Predator. The hunt begins Friday, June 12th at theaters everywhere.
We were off by a month on the match and the release date. Nice. Not bad.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. That's a good trailer.
Yeah. Look, the 80s knew how to do it. I mean, Nate. Well, I mean, the elevator pitch for this film is, okay, imagine a thing that we'll call the Expendables years later. Right. But I gotta assume the Expendables was like sort of always on like the back burner, but they're like, not yet. Right. Cause everyone's kind of in their prime, but, hey, what if we had this, all the greatest action stars in the '80s, and we know no one can take them. No Earthling. So we have to get an alien. They have to fight an alien, and who's going to come out on top. That's the movie for this. That was the pitch. Hey, let's have our biggest, like the toughest dudes we can think of in action and cinema, fight an alien. Who would win?
Yeah,
I still would have preferred if maybe
I don't know about biggest stars.
Well, I meant like physically biggest.
Oh, okay. Well, that, okay. Now I'm agreeing.
They're from it's the Vince McMahon school of talent agency. Like. How big's this dude? Yeah, that guy. Yeah, I mean, anyway, Nate, what can you tell us about Predator?
Yeah, Predator. This is our second 1987 Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. Came out same year as The Running Man.
Oh my God, gun to head, I would not know which one I'd pick over.
Yeah, this came out obviously. Yeah, June 12th, exactly 1 month before we're recording now. But it was 35 years ago. This movie is a 7.8 on IMDb, so this is one of the higher ones we've ever done.
Criminally low.
I don't know about that. So
how dare you with your bullshit on Gretel and Hansel? But you're gonna say that's. All right. I'm already getting worked up. I'm still not over last week's episode.
7.8.
Still not over that. Anyway,
taglines for the movie. If it bleeds, we can kill it.
Excellent.
Nothing like it has ever been on Earth before. Retconned in this next Predator movie, apparently. It came for the thrill of the hunt. It picked the wrong man to hunt. That was bad. In this movie, Arnold will experience every meaning of the word pain.
Okay, let's be honest.
That's
though.
Incredible. That's incredible.
These are both awesome and terrible at the same time, and I love it.
There was emotional pain too. His friend betrayed him, which is painful, and then also died, also painful.
Ooh, yeah.
So there's emotional pain as well.
Yeah.
So there's that. The movie was made for $15 to $18 million. Made $98 million in 1987, which is incredibly good. Spawned an entire franchise featuring Predator 2 in 1990, David Glover. Predators, Adrian Brody, Topher Grace, Lawrence Fishburne, and The Predator, previous episode. It obviously, Prey is a movie that's coming out in a few weeks on Hulu. And it had two, obviously, Alien vs. Predator movies, Alien vs. Predator, Alien vs. Predator, Requiem, when we did Requiem. So, we've done that. Now we've done three of the six movies that have had Predators. And when Prey comes out, we'll absolutely be reviewing that movie as well. So we're in on Predators. So we've seen two in Predators, and I guess the first Alien vs. Predator. We can skip that one. In this movie, we got Arnold Schwarzenegger as Dutch. I'm not sure why he's called Dutch. Doesn't really matter. previous episodes, End of Days and Running Man. I don't know why we haven't done Terminator yet, because Terminator is basically a horror film, and he like the best slasher of all time. Terminator versus Predator is incredible.
Oh yeah.
Oh shit! Can't see the heat coming off it because it's a robot. Oh, I like that a lot too. Damn. All right. Well, there's that.
I'd almost want to see him fight the liquid metal Terminator.
That would be awesome too.
More so than the Arnold Schwarzenegger Terminator is too much like Dutch. Not just because it's the obvious, it's the same actor, but just same type of fighting style. I would think, right. T2 would be, a better,
that's more interesting
matchup. Yeah. But anyway, sorry. Yeah.
I like that quite a bit. Yeah. So we went over Arnold Schwarzenegger's credits in previous movies, things he's working on now. He was in the Predator Hunting Grounds video game in 2020. Okay. So he's still doing Predator. He was still Dutch. He's the president in Kung Fury 2. If you haven't seen Kung Fury, drop what you're doing and go watch Kung Fury. Incredible.
Don't know that I'd agree with that statement.
Yeah, Kung Fury is incredible. This is the sequel to Kung Fury. It's an actual movie. It's got Michael Fassbender in it, Arnold Schwarzenegger, David Hasselhoff as Hoff 9000, reprising his role. That one's going to be good. On my list, for sure. He is in pre-production for a movie called Triplets that is a sequel to Twins, which is Arnold Schwarzenegger, Danny DeVito, and Eddie Murphy somehow. So those are words that I said. And there's a movie called Legend of Conan. That's right. All of the things have become series and are coming back. So those are words. Arnold's still cranking a lot of stuff out. He's getting up there in age. He is 75, almost 75. So pretty ridiculous that he's still cranking out. We also got Carl Weathers in this one. Carl Weathers is probably best known for his role after this in Arrested Development, talking about ham bone soup. I know Mitch is a fan.
There's still plenty of meat on that bone. You take this home, throw it in a pot, add some broth, a potato. Baby, you got a stew going.
I did not know you had that. That's incredible.
I threw that together very quickly.
Wow, locked right into it. So yeah, Carl Weathers, you might remember him as Apollo Creed in the original Rocky films. He was Action Jackson the year after this, trying to be an action movie star. Did not really work out super great for him. But after that, more of a character actor. Chubbs and Happy Gilmore is one of my favorites.
Solid.
I know a lot of people are seeing him now in The Mandalorian. I have not seen that, but people seem to like it. So he's a main character in that. So that's good. He's in a movie called Sheriff Tom vs. the Zombies. So there you go.
There you go.
Kevin Peter Hall played the helicopter pilot / the Predator in this movie and in the second movie, and was Harry and Harry and the Hendersons, which I did not know. Harry and the Hendersons, Harry was the same person as the Predator. Thoughts on that?
I mean,
and also in the TV series as well.
Well, I mean, do I go ahead and spoil the thing you want to talk about, which is who this person compared to who they originally thought they wanted to have for the Predator?
No, go for it.
I mean, because yeah, this is a much better Predator than Jean-Claude Van Damme would have been. Let's let's be entirely honest. That was a blessing in disguise of Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Why is the Predator trying to do the splits all the time? Right. We're shooting him a million times.
Like the Predator just no limbs, just between two tree trunks.
Oh, the Predator puts on a blindfold like in Bloodsport. That would have been incredible.
Oh my god.
He was Big John in Big Top Pee Wee, the much inferior Pee Wee Herman movie.
That is
in that movie as well.
It is the inferior one. Thank you for saying that. Thank you for having the courage to say that.
And then Kevin Peter Hall unfortunately passed away from AIDS in 1991. So his last three things he was in was a movie called Highway to Hell, which looks real bad. Real bad. It had Chrissy Swanson in it. Harry and the Hendersons, the TV series, and Predator 2. So there you go. We got Bill Duke in this one. Bill Duke was in Commando with Arnold Schwarzenegger, which is a very similar character, basically, except without you don't see his family, 2 years before. And he was the police chief in Exit Wounds with DMX and Steven Seagal. I remember him fondly from that movie. And unfortunately, I watched that movie quite a few times. We also got Jesse the Body Ventura. Jesse the Body Ventura, also in 1987's Running Man. So he's in two movies with Arnold Schwarzenegger in 1987, where he played absolutely ridiculous and terrible people with big muscles.
I mean, is there another horror movie that has spawned more gubernatorial candidates than Predator.
That's true. I don't know. That's a good one.
I mean, Governor Jim the Body Ventura.
Tomato, tomato.
Who of course was a professional wrestler.
Yes, of course. Professional wrestler, Jesse the Body Ventura.
Lest we forget the true spirit of Summerstab, Nate.
Yeah, he was in WrestleMania 3. I don't know if he was in one. I'm looking at his credits here. I don't know wrestling.
Do you remember the main event for WrestleMania 3? Are you
absolutely
even aware?
Absolutely not.
Should have been I think that was Hogan and Andre, right? That was like the big,
I don't know who you're saying right to.
Yeah, that was Hogan. That's like Hulk Hogan Andre. It's like the most famous WrestleMania.
Oh, cool.
But Hulk Hogan did the body slam to Andre the Giant. And everyone lost their shit because they're like, holy shit, someone lifted Andre the Giant and body slammed him.
Oh, well, that's pretty cool. Is it as cool as him being the character Cryocon and Demolition Man? Unlikely.
depends who you ask.
Unlikely. And he was Arkham Asylum guard in Batman and Robin. And I remember his cameo very specifically, even at the time when I saw the movie the first time. So there's that. We got Shane Black in this movie, is an actor, but most of the time he's not. He's Hawkins in this one. Most of the time he's not an actor. He's a writer. A writer of such movies as that same year's Lethal Weapon and Monster Squad. That's right. And Lethal Weapon 2. Well, characters. And Last Boy Scout. And Last Action Hero screenplay. Arnold coming back. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, Iron Man 3, and of course he was the writer and director of 2018's Predator movie, which we did. So there you go,
the veritable who's who.
Shane Black, yes, he's a writer now. So but in this one he was just a douchey guy doing things off the top of his head, apparently, according to the director. Mitch. I'm so sorry. I almost skipped over one part of my notes that I cannot believe I almost skipped over. Richard Chavez, aka Poncho in this movie, has had a minimal career afterward, doing a couple things. He was in a Miami Vice TV episode. He was in a 1980s World of the Worlds TV series, but his main contribution, I think, to the culture of film is his 4-episode run as Captain Eduardo in 2001's Days of Our Lives episodes. That's right. Episode 9111 of Days of Our Lives was his last episode.
What year would that have been?
2001. So now I have a question for you, Mitch, I have a quick question for you. How many episodes of Days of Our Lives have there been?
Hold on. So 9,000 was 2001.
Yeah. So we're
in Days of Our Lives is still going. So as of today,
I don't want you to look at, you got 5 seconds to answer this. How many episodes?
I'm going to say there have been, I'm going to say 1800.
18,000, you mean?
Well, you said, 18,000. Yeah, 18,000.
Okay. As of today, they released episode 14,387.
Okay, I went too high. I got blown away. I couldn't do the math quick enough. Wow.
Ellie and Johnny bicker over Chanel. Sparks fly between AJ and Sammy as they discuss her pending nuptials. Lucas and Sammy's wedding begins. Wait, Lucas, that was like 20 some years ago. They're getting married again. Chad has a stunning realization about Abigail's murderer. There you go.
Is this from this week's episodes or something?
That's today. That released today.
I heard you say Lucas and Sammy and all that.
Yes,
I was like,
absolutely.
I thought you were quoting from an episode that we used to watch when we were kids.
Absolutely not.
Respective moms.
Season 57, episode 195.
Nate, we may need to have a spinoff podcast where we go back
we go through all Days of Our Lives videos.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And revisit.
I'm interested in the listenership of that. Who's watching that, or who's listening to that podcast while we watch
it? Probably both of our moms, and that would be
that's it. The director of the movie is John McTiernan, who took three sleeping pills while he did the commentary on the Blu-ray for this.
Of course, he did.
One of the sleepier commentaries I've ever. And the commentary like starts with like, so this shot, I don't even remember that. That's the exact beginning of the director commentary for this.
That is incredible.
Yeah, John McTiernan. Oh yeah, he's done a couple of movies. Yeah, Predator. The next year he did Die Hard. Year after that, 2 years after that, he did Hunt for October, Last Action Hero. He worked with Shane Black to write that. You know, got Arnold back. Die Hard with a Vengeance, the Thomas Crown Affair remake, 13th Warrior, Rollerball Basic, and then nothing after that. So took like a 20-year break. Now he's coming out with a movie called Tau Ceti 4, which features Uma Thurman. So
okay.
Those are words. Yeah. So this movie, super famous lines. Get to the chopper. I mean, that's incredible.
What do you think?
The gif everyone uses when they put their arms together, you know, Arnold and Carl Weathers put their arms together to do the arm wrestling match. This stood the test of time.
This certainly has the most, more of the most memorable. Like when I think of all the Arnold Schwarzenegger puns, there's usually like one from a movie, maybe two. This has like four or five. The only thing more that has more puns but are worse quality would be Batman and Robin.
Yeah, well, and Arnold's in that one too. So I almost forgot. Jim and John Thomas were the writers of this movie. They wrote this movie, and they did. They did Wild Wild West with Will Smith and not a whole lot else. So they peaked early and it was all done.
That's a way to describe it. There's so many. I think too, if Running Man came out the same year, and we talked in our previous episode just about the subpar quality of puns in Running Man, like so bad they're good. And I wonder if he was like contractually obligated to keep all the good lines for this one. And like all of like he must have gone to the writer's room and said, hey, I want to say these things. And they're like, you can say this one, but not this one. And all the ones they rejected, he's like, screw them. I'm going to say it in Running Man. I'll show them.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I think
it's rough.
Yeah. I don't. The other one is more set up for really bad puns, though.
No,
this one's a little
tonally,
more
tonally it works, right? You wouldn't want to hear him say, here's Sub Zero, now Plane Zero in the Predator movie. It wouldn't work very well. for a number of reasons.
You said you're an ugly motherfucker. That was pretty good.
Oh yeah. No, but Get to the Chopper is classic. Half of Austrian Death Machine's song titles come from this movie. Are you aware of Austrian Death Machine? Have we talked about that before, Nate?
Absolutely not. I do not know.
So,
I can't. Seems pretty self-explanatory just based on the name.
Well, so the lead singer is actually a lead singer from, I think, As I Lay Dying. It's the vocalist. He apparently does a very great Arnold Schwarzenegger impression. The Tim Lambesis or whatever. And they have an album. They basically came with Austrian Death Machine, and all the songs are named after like the first album is called Total Brutal, and it's got all the lines
Total
are like,
Brutal.
Yeah, it's just every song starts off with him quoting Arnold Schwarzenegger and having a whole skit where he's just doing Arnold Schwarzenegger impersonations, and then it's all like heavy metal songs like Rubber Baby Buggy Bumpers, Get to the Choppa, If It Bleeds We Can Kill It is a good one, again from this movie. It's not a Duma, you know, basically all the classics. Why I hate this album. If you are out there's your next episode. You're welcome. Go listen to Austrian Death Machine, Nate, and your listeners out there. It is something else. All right. So look, let's get into the meat of this movie. First off, I mean, your impressions, Nate, how many times have you actually seen this film?
Oh, I would say 6 or 7.
Yeah, it's in the double digits at this point now. With this viewing, I love this film. Where do you stand on this? I mean, I've always considered it is that action film, but I've always considered it certainly more of a more on the horror side, probably in the same way that I would almost consider like Dawn of the Dead a little bit more of an actiony horror, right? Like there's a lot more horror elements in it, but it's certainly still got a bunch of action. Where do you sit on this? Do you qualify this as a pure horror film, or where would you sit on it?
No, it's an action horror film. Yeah. It's like Aliens.
Yeah.
It's in the same realm of Aliens.
Yeah. The second one for sure. Yeah.
And the writers actually said that was one of their influences. So there you go. Of
course. Makes sense. Overall, how do you think this movie has stood up since maybe when you first have seen it or over the years?
Well, I mean, the dialogue between the soldiers is not great.
well,
or the rescue squad, whatever you want to call them. But that dialogue's not great, aging wise. Other than fair. That, though, I mean, the special effects are just blah, you know, it's 1987 for now. But I think it holds up pretty well. I mean, something being like quasi invisible. It's basically like the James Bond's car in Die Another Day.
Yeah.
But in 1987. So I like that. They actually tried to use actual like night vision goggles, like real night vision.
Okay.
But apparently like the night vision had like be like hooked up to a truck. And it was a total pain to use it, so they did something else. So it looks cool though. So like that vision, night vision thing from the Predator perspective is cool. There's a lot of cool stuff. I think it holds up pretty well.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. I mean, yeah,
it holds up better than Running Man. Well, does it? Oh, no, Running Man kind of inadvertently comes back around on the satire department, unfortunately.
Running Man, I think is
yeah,
really stood out a little bit more. But this with, one,
yeah, reality TV.
So beyond the alien, there's not a whole lot of extra. I mean, there is the funkiness of I was gonna say Apollo Creed because I'm blanking on the actual actor, Carl Weathers, when his arm gets like shot off, but like they do it from like totally opposite sides, so they could basically like be cheap about.
Yep.
Like not doing it. There's stuff like that that like where you know they didn't pull that, you know. Yeah, there's some things like that, but it's a product of the time. I mean, you know, I would say any of the new Predator movies haven't super advanced it.
Yeah, Predators and the Predator, the last two. I mean,
they goried up the kills, but it's not like the actual Predator effects have really like been so overwhelmingly different, right? That you would look at
this. Yeah. Like,
let me ask you something. So, I mean, look, this the premise of this really is just about look at this, like just these monstrous people going in and wrecking shop and then coming into the terms of something out of this world. But like it's Summerstab, Nate. Let's you and I can workshop this. Give me today's equivalent, but let's do we can do some action stars, but let's do some wrestlers too. The Rock is in this movie, in this updated version, right?
The Rock can't do good movies though, so we want him in this.
Okay. Well,
he can't be in a good. What's the good movie The Rock is?
Like, well, and that's like good. So
like,
okay,
like, what's the well-written movie that Dwayne Johnson is in? That movie doesn't exist.
Fast and the Furious 7.
Exactly. Moana is the best movie that The Rock has been in writing wise, but it didn't actually appear in it.
In
person.
But let me ask you this: so you have all right. Who's your lead then? Who would you put as the lead? Who is today's Arnold Schwarzenegger? Would you put John Cena in that role?
No, John Cena would be. Wasn't like the Suicide Squad role. He's like the Jesse Ventura of Suicide Squad.
Yeah, he is kind of the Jesse Ventura character in this.
I mean, I don't want to go super douchey and go like Chris Pratt or something.
No.
I don't want to do that at all. Is it like Chris Evans? Chris Evans can get jacked.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe
different Chris.
Or Chris. You know who I think I'm really bad at names tonight. We record these so much later. If folks out there listening than we used to, my brain's not just, Nate is like 2 hours earlier. I'm over here just like shooting coffee just trying to.
What about
like,
what about your boy? What about your boy, Dave Bautista? He can kind of be like his army of the dead.
I like Bautista, but not in the lead. Bautista.
Could he's one of the secondary guys. He's one of the secondary.
Yeah, he's definitely a secondary guy. Either if not Bautista, you could have put maybe Brock Lesnar, but I think Bautista probably fit that same role. That you
is Brock Lesnar in movies?
No, he's not. And that's what I'm saying. Bautista is probably the better pick.
Should he be in movies?
I think if you wanted a silent just monster, that's where you'd have Brock Lesnar. I can't imagine Brock Lesnar.
Triple H had speaking role in Blade Trinity.
Be like but he'd have to be like the old grizzled commander type of deal, right? Like in the background. Okay. At least this point, I think though too. I mean, he certainly could stand in with them, but he could definitely be like the dude that, you know, has seen some shit and now runs the squad from the, you know, he's like the commander person, right?
I would throw like a female action star. Like, what about a Charlize Theron? She's real good. You don't think so?
Not in this. I mean, you know, Michelle Rodriguez,
Emily Blunt.
Michelle Rodriguez, I would think would be
Michelle Rodriguez. There we go. Yeah, I'm thinking of movies off the top of my head. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I was gonna say your lead person. I was just thinking the guy from The Witcher, Henry Cavill, right?
Henry Cavill. Okay.
He is probably
okay. Yeah, I can see that one. I can see that one
because he's about as like just big, like just I mean, an intimidating big dude. Who's going to do the Arnold spotlight? Because whoever's in the Arnold role has to be believable that he could stand up to like Bautista and all these other like just monstrous humans, you know.
This is the person that cocked his arms like guns in Mission Impossible Fallout. So, I could see that one. Yes, I could see that.
I'm trying to think. I think that's. I've been trying to think of other wrestlers. There's not a whole lot. I mean, you got Roman Reigns, who's like The Rock's cousin. That could maybe. Be someone. I mean, this now I'm just naming names.
That could maybe be someone. What about? Oh, you know who should be in this as the grizzled dude, Casper Van Diem.
Ooh,
that would be an incredible ad. Mm-hmm. He's the guy. He's the guy who saw the Predator like 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And gets them to go, and then when something goes back, he's like the Dylan Carl Weathers character, except like he survived and then he came back the next time. That would be sweet. Get him in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, there's our grouping. Yeah, I like that.
Come on, you good. Predators, you want to live forever?
Oh my,
I mean, God. That's is that line in the
someone
movie?
Someone get us that cameo.
Medic. He just yells medic the whole time. I don't know.
There's a lot that just happened.
What if the Predator gets stabbed in front of him, and then the Predator says, "At least I got to have you." That would be awesome. Okay, we pitched a lot of good movies so far today. All right, so kills, best kills, summer stab. There's some stabbing in this one. Best kill. What do you think?
I don't know. Part of me would have to say. Carl Weathers just straight up
losing the arm and then
getting the full like kebabbed.
Like, yeah, the Predator is like a cool like a
because there was crouch down
invisible run like double blade stab. Pretty good.
The kills in this movie, a lot of them though are fairly benign, right? Like most of them are like shot with a cannon or like. A laser, you know, that steel
Bill Duke's head explodes. He's like, you hid for so long in that little alcove mini cave thing. And he's like, I'm just pissed at you. So I'm just going to shoot your face off. Yeah. And then did. So
I mean, it obviously the off camera screen, but like the skinning is probably the most shock, like certainly the one of the more shocking parts of the film where you're like, oh Jesus. Right. Yeah. Honestly though, some of the best kills are honestly the Arnold Schwarzenegger them going after like that Contra group or whatever the hell. Not Contra, but yeah. You know, whatever. Yeah.
Standard.
They just basically blow up everyone.
That's, North, South America. Yep.
Yeah. That's probably some of the best kills in the movie. It's not even the Predator.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, yeah, it's interesting. Yeah. I mean, what I love about the movie is that it just turns, right? They're going in, they get, you know, people have died. They think it's these rebel people, whatever they say they are. Kill them all, basically. And they're like, oh, just kidding. That wasn't really the reason. But they're all dead now, so that's cool. And then, that's about the first third of the movie. And then the last two thirds is like, oh, no, this Predator is murdering us.
Yeah.
I love the turn of that. I like that. I like that a lot. So you can really only do that in the first movie of a franchise, though, which is the downside.
Yeah, I mean, they tried to do it.
Like, you can't make it a surprise, like what the movie is the second time.
Well, sure. Yeah, in the second, they didn't hide it either. They pretty much like, yeah, we're gonna show you the Predator doing shit, but like what I liked is everyone in the movie universe is like, what the fuck is happening here, right? You know, and they thought it was like crazy drug dealers or something. I agree. I mean, I still think the best kill is Carl Weathers getting just fully shanked.
And they don't even show the deaths. Like for some people, they just hear you just hear screaming.
Yeah,
like Billy, the stereotypical Native American, Native American guy who can like he hears the wind or that kind of garbage that they always say. But like when he gets killed, you just hear a scream. Like that's it, which I think obviously is scarier. So that was kind of actually a good move. That guy, Sonny Landham, had a bodyguard on set. The bodyguard was so he wouldn't get in trouble because he kept like trying to pick fights and beat up everybody.
Oh yeah,
And so there's that.
There's that, right? I will say I can't remember if you actually saw the kill or just the after effects of the kill. But I mean, we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about the Predator just straight out ripping out the spine and skull. Through the back.
That's my favorite one. That's my favorite kill. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
That's what you paid the money to see. Is him collecting the trophy. And that's what's I know we're not reviewing the second one, but we'll talk about it if we ever reviewed that one. But that's part of what I think they did an improvement on in this one is that you saw the collection in the second one. And this one you just see him just pulling out the spine. You don't really quite get what they're doing. Showing the hunting collection is would have been a cool thing to have had in this one.
This is gonna be like an Assassin's Creed. Just like put it in like every different time period. That's what I want. So we got we got a throwback one. I like that. I'd love to see a Predator versus
Colonial Williamsburg.
Colonial.
The British are coming.
Jack the Ripper was.
What if Jack the Ripper was the Predator? Holy exactly. Shit. Mind blown, mate.
You could do that, but I would go like, I would actually love one. I would like to keep it more like in the past, but like, like an Amazonian, female tribe thing. Kind of similar to this one, I guess. We'll have to see what this one does. But I'd love to see different places in on Earth, different cultures, different time period, what the differences are across time and culture and how they deal with the Predator. Like the Predator is relatively the same, but like the interaction is the interesting part.
Worry is that someone's gonna take that and end up making some stupid thing where it's like, oh, the Great Pyramids were built because of the Predators. And I can't.
You mean like Prometheus? That kind of a deal.
Yeah, yeah. That was dumb. And also, then to your point, yeah, it would be a ripoff of that. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, let's talk about this last fight scene because what a you know, you always, and this is maybe how 80s movies just were sometimes better in a sense of some of the newer ones. Like when the final girl, in this case, Arnold Schwarzenegger, standing up to the slasher. I guess Arnold Schwarzenegger's the final girl. That makes sense. I mean, the whole montage, preparation, setting the traps. Like, it's very Home Alone-esque. He's getting in the mud bath, right? Like, he's building the...
Love it.
Oh, just so good. Like, you don't see that. Like, and now modern horror movies, it's like, no, this killer's taking everything from us, and we're going to stop him. And then they just, like, run straight into him. Like, it... No nuance. This is like, I like the planning. I like the, yeah, fuck it. We're going to do this. I'm going to just like, just full on mud bath this so you can't see me. How awesome was that?
Yeah, it was good. It was good. I mean, the Predator's got a lot going for it. Again, that's why I'm so excited about this one. Very pumped. First day it comes out, I'm watching it no matter what. Mm-hmm. So I am ready.
Anything about the final fight is
fine. I mean, I think the Predator goes down a little too easy, to be honest. But other than that, pretty good. The way the Predator shows the face, that's a great reveal. That's one of the all time great reveals.
Yeah.
That face is awesome.
Yeah.
Awesomely terrible.
What a cool, what an interesting alien design too, right? Like, you know, the mask is badass on its own, right? Just that silhouette and all the high-tech gadgets. And then it just pulls it off and you've got this like weird, like what are those four like diagonal teeth supposed to be doing? Like, is it almost impractical? Like, it doesn't make any sense of what that thing is supposed to do.
Now, Mitch, I look at my notes. Now, one thing, I know, look, you're a big fan of animals not dying in a movie, but the scorpion that was killed was a real scorpion. Does the scorpion die? .com is yes for this one. The wild pig was fake and it looks very fake. If you looked at it and you paused like I did, I'm like, oh, that looks fake. But they killed a scorpion in real life. So just heads up on that. One of the things that they talked about was they were filming near Puerto Vallarta, and they like the actors and everyone were trying not to get sick from like the food because they're just not used to the food. Sure. And like, you know, I don't know, the western coast of Mexico, you know, whatever, not used to it. So they're filming around there and the jungle's there. And like, he would say, like, you can see like people, like actors, including Arnold, like physically get skinnier because they're not eating as much food. So I need to now watch it like again to see like, what is the first scene Arnold and what's like the last, is he like a little leaner because of the food situation? That's hilarious. I don't know. That probably the greatest tacos of all time there. So I can't even imagine how they weren't eating. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Nate's like, stop being a bitch. Just eat the food's fine. Just,
no, I don't know. I'd see like I would be down. But yeah, he said Arnold got food poisoning at one point and had to do a scene with an IV.
Oh my God. That's
so maybe not.
He should have fought the Predator with the IV in him.
Yeah, maybe. But yeah, the a lot of good Spanish in this too. Really wish Lisa could have wasn't sick. Vaya con Dios, Lisa. but no, a lot of good Spanish in this one, which is good. So that was fun to pick up on. And yeah, there's just this movie's just good. It's just a good, solid action film.
Yeah.
A little bit of aging, but generally the premise is really solid. And people are still trying to make this first Predator movie, and it has not happened yet.
Yeah, and they really haven't. I mean, Predator 2 is decent enough, but like all the rest where they've tried to go back to this like in the woods formula has really just not worked out. So here's to hope and pray we'll
something like,
different with it.
Predator was in the jungle, and then second one was in LA. The other one was like in a different in like the Predator planet or whatever.
Yeah.
And then the fourth one was just all over the place with Predator dogs. Now, I'm not remembering the Predator dogs. Oh, and they're all over the place.
I repressed that memory of the Predator.
Yeah, exactly. So. So I'm hoping this goes better. Now, one last thing in my notes also is that Predator. So there's been not only movies, but there's also been video games. Alien vs. Predator on the Atari Jaguar. I played because my buddy had a Jaguar, and it was awesome. Apparently, this Predator Hunting Grounds recent one is pretty good too. There were some very bad Predator games also. I played the original Predator. My buddy's, I think, was it Amiga or ColecoVision, something very old, very not good.
Yeah.
So there's a bunch of those, but there's also Predator comics, and have been quite a few of them. Do you want to hear some of the more ridiculous ones?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay. I'm just going to go to crossovers. Batman versus Predator. Okay.
I'm in.
Batman versus Predator 2.
Lisa would be all in on these. Yep.
Tarzan versus Predator. Kind of what this next movie is going to be potentially.
Less in on that, but sure.
Predator versus Judge Dredd.
All in. Yes.
I knew you'd like that one. Versus Predator. Superman versus Predator. I don't even know what that even means.
How does that even work? Like, Superman would just absolutely obliterate. I mean, that's the dumbest.
Oh,
you think the dumbest fight. Yeah.
Or Archie versus Predator.
He would rip Archie in half like a phone book.
Archie versus Predator too, so probably didn't do that the first time. Archie versus the Predator. That one I did not expect to see.
We need to bring comics. That up with unsuspecting so. Victor Taylor, because I know, I believe at one point she was watching Riverdale, and I'd be curious her Archie versus Predator predictions of how she think that would all play out.
Now this is the movie. This is one of the last comic I'll bring up. This is the movie I thought you might pitch, but it's Predator Strange Roux. R-O-U-X. That's right.
What is that?
We got a Louisiana Predator. I have no clue.
Fighting the Rougarou?
I don't know. No, this one's not a fight cross. Well, I don't know. It doesn't need to be a crossover. Rougarou doesn't have a competing comic, or I don't think. Are there Rougarou comics? A little off the rails here. But anyway, I had to bring that up because Archie versus the Predator is incredible. Are words.
That's real, real dumb. I don't even. Nate, you could have given me a million.
I never would have
come up with Archie.
Jughead versus the Predator. I'd have had
his ass fighting fucking Garfield before I had Archie.
Now I will say this. I mean, the Predator movies after this one have not been as good, but they've all done well in the box office. So Predator 2, 20 to 30 million budget, 1990, it's a lot, 57 million in the box office. So like, okay, for what they did. Predators in 2010 with my boy, Nimrod Antal, who's a great Hungarian director who did Control. Highly recommend that movie. Budget 40 million, box office 127. And the Predator film from 2018 that we saw, 88 million budget, 160 in the box office. So it's not like they're doing terribly, like they fizzled out and are going, you know, straight to video, like a lot of franchises do. There's still an appetite for some Predator. So I'm looking forward to more movies in the Predator universe. Keep them coming.
Now, what if the Predator starts fighting entities from the Wannaverse? Are you?
No, absolutely.
That's when you're bowing out. Okay.
No,
it's good to know.
That's like the only crossover I don't want. So.
All right. Well, look, I need to know, Nate, what, like the Predator, what is your final cut?
Final cut.
Nate, would you like to go first, or would you like me to go first?
I would like you to go first.
I need you to do me a favor while I'm giving my at least thought process here. Please tell me what my score for Running Man was.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can look that up.
While you are looking that up, I mean, this movie is so good. It hasn't aged quite as well as Running Man or and certainly some other movies we've talked through that came from the
80s. I think the premise.
The premise is so good. even from an action film idea of like, okay, there's always going to be like some big bad like entity, but the fact that they were able to like almost in a, I mean, on its surface, if you said, hey, what if Arnold Schwarzenegger fought an alien? Like Will Smith punched an alien in the face in Independence Day, and that was about the most action we got there, right? I mean, it's a ridiculous premise. There's no reason why this should even be a competitive fight. And it had every potential of just being real dumb, right? Like it doesn't, it actually like, because of the character of the Predator, because of the design and how it's very much closer to human and not super supernatural. Like, not like, I think because it is so close ish to being human, but obviously not, it makes it real. I mean, it felt a lot more fair is not really the right word, but you get that sense that like, oh, this is like like not quite an even battle, but like a good one. I was like, think, and like, we're talking summer stab. Think like your main events and like your boxing, wrestling and all that. You're never going to buy into like some random scrawny dude, like beating up someone that's like a big old brick house, like Brock Lesnar or something. Right. Like, you've got to have someone that at least in stature sort of matches up. This really does. There's not a whole lot of things that would with Arnold Schwarzenegger, and this does. The movie really just plays off very well. To your point, I really like the first third of the movie not involving the Predator and having this whole other conflict, and then the Predator shows up in the second act. There's no like long lead in of like, hey, we've heard reports of a weird camouflage thing killing people, right? Like, it doesn't start off with it. I think that was really smart. What did I give Running Man?
You gave it a 10.
Oh, fuck. All right. So that's probably fine. 9 out of 10. Spine Shanks. Let's do that. I'm just gonna
Spine Shank, the old band Spine Shank.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean,
that's a new metal deep cut from the late '90s, late 2000s.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Spine Shank.
Yeah. So, I mean, this movie is so good. I loved it. I still watch it all the time. And I've mentioned that before. Me rewatching a film is rare unless I just love it. So the fact that I've watched this and I continue to watch this so many times, I would say of the movies of that year, yeah, Running Man is just so good. It is, to me, just a perfect movie that even ages even better. And maybe that's maybe the fact that how it has aged makes it is the difference here. Yeah, 9 out of 10. Nate, break my heart. I'm also going 9 out of 10.
I love the action horror, Nathan.
You son of a bitch.
I brought it back from last week. Just when you thought I'd betrayed you, I run back into the jungle to try to give you time to get to the chopper. You're welcome.
Thank you.
No, this movie is freaking good. It's a good premise. There's an alien who likes hunting and keeps trophies as a very specific way of doing things with better technology. It's just a great setup. It's a better setup than the Xenomorphs. I agree. Now, are the movies better? Ooh, I don't know about that. I might be ranking Predator a little high here, but I don't care. I like it. Anything that is Arnold or anything that is action horror from the 80s and 90s has a good chance with me. Predator, Aliens, First Terminator. All of those are great. So that's like a very niche, big budget action horror movies is my jam. So yeah, it's a good movie. Is it in the Naterian collection? Absolutely. One of the worst Searcher commentaries I've heard in a while. but that's okay. I have the Predator 3 movie set. Did not care for the 2018 one as much, so I didn't get that. Hoping Prey is good, and I'll put it on the list, to pick up. But you know, it's good. It's good. To be fair, the second one's okay. The third one is solid. Not quite as good as this, but the third one's even solid. It's just a good franchise, and I gotta see if I can find something with Archie versus the Predator and see what does that even look like. Is something that I don't know. They just like drinking milkshakes in a diner, and like the Predator like comes in. Like, I don't know what's happening there, but I'm down for it. So
that makes one of us. all right. Well, Nate, where can they find us?
You can find us, as always, Texas Podcast Massacre @gmail.com. Send us an email. Let us know what horror villain you want the Predator to fight. At TX Pod Massacre on Twitter, Texas Podcast Massacre everywhere else. This is week one of 2022 Summer Stab. We got a couple more movies. We're trying to work in as many wrestling related items as possible. So for some reason, we're doing that. So Mitch, don't tell me I never did anything for you. We got wrestlers. We got wrestlers in the mix. We got all kinds of stuff going on. Give us a call, 346-246-3143. Leave us a voicemail. Let us know who the Predator should fight. But more importantly, are there any other wrestling movies or movies with wrestlers in them that we should do?
Ready to rumble.
Yeah, okay. So are there any other
that's scary for a different reason?
That is a horror movie. We haven't done a bad movie in a long time. Like a really bad one. Well, for you, Gretel and Hansel was, but like a truly bad movie. Maybe we should. So give us a call. Give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, the podcast platform of your choice. We'll put on the list. If I'm looking at the list right now, I don't really see any more requests. I think we've got through all of them. Mitch is requiring another Human Centipede because it technically didn't count or whatever garbage you said. So for Human Centipede, still need one for that. If you want to see this new Predator movie, put in a request for that one. T's and P's to Lisa. Hopefully she feels better for next week because we got some good stuff coming up.
Yeah. She hopefully will be back next week. I love Summer Stab Month. I know I'm not getting any of my Puppet Master films, but one day maybe give me that 5-star review.
A 5-star review of Puppet Master would do it.
Admittedly, I think you're a lot better at rallying the masses and your team basement bullshit to post 5-star reviews for your garbage ass films. But there's got to be one of my fellow team addict folks out there who has not dropped a 5-star review on there. Get on here, help me. Give me.
I broke the dam.
And admittedly, if you can really start us off at like Puppet Master 3, 4, or 5, ideally that would be just phenomenal. That's already hard pitch just to get even the first one, which is, I would say, critically the best one on the list. If you could help me get like 3, 4, 5, which are I would call the cult classic fan favorite ones. And I'm saying that because those are my favorite ones in the series. Please help me out. Team Attic fans, give us those 5-star reviews. Give me that movie recommendation.
Wait, you're telling me Full Moon Features or Full Moon Studios? You're telling me that they don't put out good stuff? I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I didn't say that. I didn't say that at all, Nate. Don't put words in my mouth. Please help us out. Team basement folks. I mean, yeah, sure. We want your 5-star reviews too, but like, I mean, make Nate, like, y'all got to make Nate work for it. That's all I'm saying. Like, I've done my duty. Lisa and I have sacrificed. Make Nate suffer. Help me help you. Let us know from all of us here at Texas Podcast Massacre. Thank you so much for tuning in, and just keep telling yourself it's only a movie. Good night.